Welcome to Behind the Curtain. This is your year-end review. I'm your host, Trey Davis. We have on the line with us Logan Frazier, Casey Lyles, and of course, Blazing Brody. How you doing tonight, Blazing Brody?
Doing great, doing great.
It's good to finally have you on the podcast, man. And of course, I've always had...
Great to be here.
Right? And I've always had Logan. Logan's on here just about every podcast that I do. He's my right-hand man, him and Casey. Casey, Logan, welcome back. All right, guys.
Hello.
Could you not find anybody else better than Brody? This
no, honestly, it's late at night. It's late at night, Puppet Master, and this is all I could dig up. So.
Blaze on. The House of Blaze is way better than the Fun House.
Oh, I don't know about that. Brody's geared to have a big
rumble.
Well, Brody's geared to have a big year. So let's review what happened on the page real fast. Of course, this is probably my fifth or sixth year running a wrestling page. We were known as Wrestling Marks at the beginning of the year and had a falling out with another administrator who kicked me off of my own page and kicked all of my moderators and administrators off the page as well. So we decided to start All Elite Marks. We dumped the all name out and we're now just Elite Marks. We still do the fantasy wrestling, but we created another page for that. And the fantasy wrestling has grown in its popularity. We have 30 people playing in the Monster Rumble coming up. So it's been a very, you know, it's been a very up and down year on the page. But I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad everything is kind of worked itself out. Logan, how has your experiences been on the wrestling page? Because you came in sometime in 2018. So what did you think of the page splitting off and some of the drama that went down this year?
Well, some of the drama in the early 2019 where you got kicked off the page and all that, and even to the point where, you know, a lot of us were questioning whether the whole thing was just set up just as a lurk.
Yeah.
You know, like to pull the wool over and just to make it entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to the point where you find out, no, this is legit happened, and it's like, what in the world is going on? And it almost makes you feel uncomfortable, like mommy and daddy are fighting, you know. And
yeah,
and then
mommy's an asshole.
That's right.
Well,
you could even say it was full of a little bit of rage.
Yeah, I guess you could. You know, long story short, he said some very rude remarks on other people's beliefs on the page. Asked him to stop. He said no. I still took his back, even when he refused to lay off certain members of the page. I told him, well, what I'll do is I'll create a page where it's just nothing but articles. There's no fantasy wrestling, but we'll keep this page, and this will be our fantasy wrestling page, which I ended up doing in the long run. But he couldn't help himself. He continued to berate me and everybody else on the page and was pissed about the second page being made and that he was an administrator on it. So basically, I don't know if his paranoia got him the best of him. He deleted, when I never told anybody, like, hey, be on my page or his page, make a, you know, I didn't care if they were on both pages. He deleted, I would say, about 25, and not just 25 people. I know that doesn't sound like a lot. These are people who contribute to the page all the time, like Nick Dunn, Matt Holden, Casey, Brody. I mean, everybody, a lot of people. So it ended up being a great thing in the long run. It was an extremely embarrassing situation that a wrestling fan page would kind of come to that. I know that people on the outside were kind of like, what the hell is going on? But we you know, I don't know, we worked it out.
He took it too far, started taking it too seriously.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was issues when we would play fantasy wrestling, and he, you know, he's like, oh, let's do this, let's do it. And I understand where you were coming from. I remember you asking me in a personal message, like, is this a work? Like, don't work me kind of deal, you know? And I know what we had done stuff like that in the past, or they had done, hell, Bell and Mike had done it to me and everybody else. They got into this huge fight that looked like a shoot, which I still think it was to a certain degree. And then they worked it out, and they just started working everybody on the page, and they were blowing up the page. So I could definitely see where people would be like, okay, this is a work. But it was definitely not a work. And, you know, me and Mike occasionally talk. I got him in the Monster Rumble, and we'll see how that turns out. But other than that, he's not ever going to be on the page. I'll just say that. Neither one of the pages. Okay. Go ahead.
You're talking about the bad stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The page, there's been great things.
Oh, yeah.
And there's one thing I haven't heard all year from the ex-commissioner, Trey Davis,
mm-hmm.
that needs to be said.
And what's
that? It needs to be said thank you to Casey Lyles, the Puppet Master. Look what
Ooh.
All I have brought.
Oh crap.
To everything. If it wouldn't have been for the Puppet Master, I have brought in so many people.
Oh, look, I can remember when Casey
so much attention to your page, Trey
yeah.
Davis.
Oh, let me
that
just
if
say this.
For me, you wouldn't even have a page. You would have four people on there, nobody ever doing promos, nobody ever doing nothing. So I think you need to say, thank you, Puppet Master. 2019 was only great because the Puppet Master was there. And that's all I need to say.
Well, that's what I have to say about that. But I will say this. You did lead the way as far as there was a void. Okay, so when Zach Bell had to go off and Mike was obviously off the page, there was a void in promos. And then you filled that void along with Logan. And then all of a sudden, I don't know from your if you influence so many people, but out of nowhere, then you start getting promos from Shelby, the Penthouse, Brody, of course. Anarchy has put out a ton of promos. DC, now Raw Dog, Vinny J., whatever you want to call him, he's also starting to put out some promos, as well as myself. And, you know, and I mean, another thing we'll have to review here in a second is Summer. He put out a lot of promos this year, pretty good too. So yeah, if it wouldn't been for, I would say you and Summer and Logan and maybe even JR here and there and Brody really filled the void, after the split of the page. So I think, yeah, I don't want to paint it as grim. This has been like the best year that I've ever ran a wrestling page. We now have wrestlers playing fantasy wrestling. We have tons of people listening to our, Georgia Independent Wrestling podcast, Georgia Heat podcast with me and Logan. You have everybody participating in fantasy wrestling now. It's not just like two guys or three guys doing promos. You have everybody doing promos now. So I do appreciate that, Casey. Puppet Master. I do appreciate you filling the void. And Brody, though, I want to throw him and Logan, all three of you guys have definitely filled the void and have made, I'm telling you, the promos make fantasy wrestling more entertaining. And whether people want to admit it or not, it's entertaining. Whether you're just watching it like, oh my God, this is going to be terrible, I got to watch this. Either way, you're watching it. So, and it's fun to
but
do.
I made local people.
What's that?
One person.
I made local and Brody Blaze. See, that's what you forget, Trey Davis. I made those people.
Hold it. You made the original me. One time.
If I can remember earlier this year, Brody Blaze was in the asylum. Was Brody Blaze in the asylum? Wait a minute. Now that I think about it, guys, at the beginning of the year, Brody had a Santa Claus gimmick, and he was Krampus.
Yeah.
He was Krampus, and he was in the Asylum 13 with Mikey Rage.
I remember that.
Yeah. I do remember that. I'd forgotten about that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's been a long year. It's been a long year.
Let's also keep in mind that. Loco was actually an entity before Puppet Master ever showed his face.
That is true.
Yeah,
but was Puppet Master
made
screens the whole time?
The greatest that they are now.
There wasn't always a payment of Rocky Road.
Okay,
oh boy, here we go with
great.
This again.
Give me my awards. I need all my awards. Just go ahead and tell them.
Whoa.
I need all my awards. Okay,
they're coming up. First off, let's get into some wrestling talk. All right, guys, it's been a pretty good year for wrestling. I'm going to start off by saying that the independent scene and just wrestling companies as a whole that's been the highlight of my year, is the fact that you have so many options with MLW, NWA, you know, WWE, NXT, AEW. I mean, the list goes on. And then you've got, you know, promotions here, right here in Georgia, that are entertaining as hell to watch. So that's kind of been.
Southern Honor, baby.
What's that?
Southern Honor, baby.
Yeah, that's right. I love it. So that's kind of been the highlight of my year in wrestling, is the fact that I've gotten so caught up in the independent scene, as well as the variety of wrestling companies that are out there now. And of course, you know, all the fun we've had on the page. Lowlights. Well, I got to go with WWE. I was honestly excited when they came out and they said, you know, it's all about you guys now. We're going to listen to you guys. And don't get me wrong, there has been WrestleMania, I thought was a good event. You know, I thought WWE did listen to their fans at some point in the year, off and on. At the same time, I still look at right now as today, is this Lana and Bobby stuff. And, you know, other people have argued on the page, well, there's other people that like that kind of stuff. I'm like, well, I'm just telling you what I don't like. And I know a lot of people that don't like it as well. So there's still stuff about WWE that just bothers me, when you have the best talent in the entire planet and you're not utilized. Mm-hmm. You have Heyman, you have all these people in charge, and they still, it's like they gotta get filtered through vents. And it's just, I don't know, it's nauseating. I got to where there was a point this year when I would see that WWE logo and it'd make me nauseous. Like, I just couldn't watch it. I mean, I went months without watching Raw.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on. I'm sorry. Let's get your opinion, Logan, on what was your highlight of the year, and what were some of your lowlights?
Well, most all of my highlights of the year are going to come from the independent scene.
Right.
You know, I feel like you do about, you know, some of the stuff that they're doing in WWE. they have heard that people want the Attitude Era back, but they can't do the Attitude Era as a PG thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure if they could really do it well in today's time under PG-13. Because, you know, it's a different day and time. It's going to take more to shock an audience. And if this, you know, Lana Lashley-Rusev deal is the best they got, then, man, that's lacking. I mean, even people that are huge supporters of WWE and anything that's put out by them can't really say anything good about the whole Lana Lashley thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you read reports where the WWE thinks that it was a great success.
Yeah, because of the ratings of the wedding, because I really feel like people wanted to see something actually. Okay, well, this has been a terrible storyline. Surely they're gonna have something big happen at the wedding. And I think a lot of people are disappointed.
They build up Lana. I mean, not Lana. Excuse me.
Morgan.
Who am I thinking of?
Morgan.
Yeah, Liv Morgan coming back, and so many people have put her as it being something to do with the Funhouse and the Fiend, and then they just it's like they just threw it out there. It was like premature ejaculation, just. And they blew their wad before they could ever get anything going.
I hate that one.
And it really just ruined the opportunity, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Like the way they've done with so many NXT talents, EC3, Sanity, all those other people like that.
Bobby Roode.
Then Brock called him up and then just like, what the heck?
Brody, what was some of your highlights of the year, though?
Well, some of my highlights, I definitely loved when Roman Reigns returned so quickly from his battle with leukemia. It was just awesome to see him come back and just beat it so quickly. I know a lot of people said, oh, it's fake. He didn't really have it. Well, you got to read into it to understand. People came back. But
yeah, anyway. I mean, I agree with you. I don't think it was fake. But of course, Nick will argue with you on that. What were some of the things that you didn't like?
Well, definitely the Lana Lashley storyline. That's a complete waste of him, her, Rusev, any talent that's been involved with it. It's just, it should have been nicked in the butt from day one. It's just that, and the whole Heyman Bischoff thing, I thought it was good. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're bringing in these guys. Vince is going to finally turn this around, bringing him in to help out.
Same here.
And then turning him to what?
I mean, I'm agreeing with you. I was excited about them coming in, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it's like there was just this little thing in the back of my head that was like, this isn't what it seems. It's not going to work out. And then sure enough, I don't remember how was it like 2 months later?
Mm-hmm.
Bischoff was gone. Reports were coming out that Vince was still coming in and shredding scripts and completely rewriting them like an hour or 2 hours before the show.
Right.
All that. So I'm just kind of hoping that with the whole XFL kicking off this year, I'm just kind of hoping that he'll, you know, take a step back and just kind of, you know,
leave it up to Triple H. Casey, what's some of your highlights and lowlights?
Everybody has talked bad about WWE, you know, as the bad lights. I'm going to give them one good highlight. Bringing NXT into the main screen onto the main stage.
I totally agree.
It's probably the greatest thing WWE has done in the past since the Attitude Era. Mm-hmm. I mean, when they brought them in and really pushed them, it changed the whole dynamic because nobody ever watched NXT because they thought, well, these are people who can't make it on the main roster. And then when they brought
it was just on the network. So it wasn't available
right. It was
just everybody, you know.
That WWE has. And of course I think the worst thing is I can overlook the Bobby Lashley thing. Okay, that's something they've done 4 or 5 different times.
Right.
But you have a Hell in a Cell match and you have a no decision in a Hell in a Cell match when it's a no disqualification.
Yeah.
I don't understand. They had 2 of the worst pay-per-views this year since Bash at the Beach in 98.
I agree.
Let's not forget, what was it? One night or...
That to me is a perfect example and probably the worst ending, or not even, it wasn't even ending a storyline, was Rollins and Wyatt, or the Fiend, at Hell in a Cell and ending in the DQ. I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. Like, who can defend them?
As soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh my God, they totally screwed that up. Like, they killed so much of the Fiend steam just with that one thing right there.
Well, guys, let's go ahead and get into our awards, shall we?
Awesome. I'm getting all of them right.
Oh, here we go. All right, gentlemen, let's start out with our Rookie of the Year. Now, this year, we had a ton of new people play fantasy. So, you had Brody, really you, Casey, in a way. I don't know if you came in late last year. I think you just came in this year. But you had a ton of people. DC kind of tore it up. Of course, you did, Casey, Brody. And so it was just, man, this was tough. But our Rookie of the Year is... Shelby Miss Fortune, of course, is her. She went undefeated for several months, and then she won the fantasy championship at the very end of the year in her first year. And she's also put out several promos, so congratulations to Shelby on that award. Guys, thoughts?
Yeah, congratulations, Shelby.
Would you say she deserved it?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Well, Logan, any thoughts?
Oh, no. I totally agree with the decision of the page.
Yeah, I'd have to definitely agree. It's a no-brainer on that one. Let's go to Heel of the Year. Now, this is kind of tough because, I mean – like somebody said on the page, everybody essentially is a heel in a way. But you have some people to me that lean towards more of the babyface side. But there are some people that are just clear-cut heels. You had several people this year. I would almost say in a shoot way that other people from another page might be asshole of the year. But this is straight up... Heel of the Year. And the award goes to Mr. Casey Lyles, the Puppet Master. Let's hear your speech. Go ahead, Puppet Master.
There is no speech. I knew I wanted it. There's no faction without me, without the Puppet Master, without the Funhouse. There is no Elite Marks Fantasy wrestling without us, you are nothing.
That wasn't very kind, but I mean, you are heel of the year, so what more should I expect? So congratulations, Puppet Master. You did win an award. Now let's see if you win other awards.
Right, Commissioner.
I had nothing to do with it. What are you right? I had to vote on it, too. I voted for you, but either way. Let's move on to our face of the year. All right, we had several people up for this. Like I said, some people, to me, lean towards more of the face side. You had Shelby. You had JR. You had Summer to a certain degree until I think when he won the belt, he kind of let it go to his head, and I don't know. I don't know what happened with Summer, man. Some people just can't – they can't handle the spotlight. What can I say? He just – but either way, we do have the results.
I would have to say – JR. I have to say JR is the most baby face
yes,
in them.
I agree. I voted for JR. Logan?
Same here.
Yep.
Well, the results are in, and the winner of Baby Face of the Year is Shelby. Miss Fortune wins another award. Yes.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see. You know, she's kind of starting to lean towards the heel side a little bit. Not so much right now, but every once in a while, she's got Jacob. Look. She's got Jacob, the commissioner, who's her fiance, and she's fantasy champion. Y'all do the math. Y'all connect the dots.
She does have friends. She does have some friends.
Giving her the pay-per-view off this next month.
Well, no, she's in a tag match, but yeah, she don't have to send the belt.
Anywhere.
Yeah, something ain't right. Something ain't right there, and she's just walked away with two awards already. All right, guys, so we started this podcast earlier this year. We have had several different podcasts. We have experimented like crazy, so we've kind of stuck with Behind the Curtain, which we're doing right now. And it's kind of the everything goes. We talk about stuff on the page, and then we might tackle a subject. So that's Behind the Curtain. Then you have our Georgia Heat podcast was just now beginning. Wasn't able to get many votes. Of course, we've only done a handful of episodes of that. And help me out, guys. I know there's I'm leaving off one. We have the Old School podcast with Professor Andrew Stone, and then we have earlier this year, which has been on hiatus, was the Zach Attack podcast, which was pretty damn popular. Surprisingly, people love the soundboard, and of course, I think Logan, you've done a couple episodes with Bell. He's always a very entertaining person to do a podcast with. So
absolutely,
we've had the All Elite Marks Roundtable podcast. So we've had several different things. Like I said, we've stuck with Behind the Curtain, the Old School podcast, which we do ever so often, and now the Georgia Heat podcast. So we do have the results for the
craziest podcast of all is the Funhouse Party podcast or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't even mention that one, but it's the first one wasn't that bad. The second one, the audio was terrible. So, yeah, we've had troubles with audios. It's been a learning experience, but I think me and Logan are really excited to bring you more content this year as far as the Georgia Heat podcast. And of course, this podcast to me, I love doing it. It's very laid back. I don't have to take very many notes on it. So we'll continue to bring this out, and let's go ahead and announce the podcast, Elite Marks podcast of the year. And it is the Old School podcast with Andrew Stone.
There we go.
Yeah. Sure. Stone will be happy to hear that. He kind of ran away with it. I think he already probably knew from the voting. But yeah. It takes a lot of work to do the old school podcast. That's why we don't do it, but ever so often. But I appreciate it. And we are bringing you a new episode coming out this week. Me and Andrew are going to be reviewing The Finger Poke of Doom. So that should be really interesting. We may even have, we're planning on bringing guests on this year. And so if anybody's interested in being on that podcast, please message me and let me know if this particular event that you that you're down for. Hell yeah. So you all we're going to be doing is just watching it, Logan, and taking notes on it, man. And then I'll kind of get audio from different interviews from people that were involved with it. But it will be a really good podcast. I'm excited about it. Going to put a lot of work into it. We're going to start recording Tuesday, so it will be out later this week. But thanks again for voting for the Old School Podcast, which, I mean, I'm a part of every podcast just about, so I don't really, I don't, you know, it's a feather in the
That's
cap.
That's an ex-commissioner mentality.
That's right. I've got
that
a micro mentality, man.
Gotta set yourself up to win no matter what.
Me and Jacob. All right. Let's move on to the other award. All righty, here we go. Let's move on to the rivalry, I can't say that word today, of the year. And this is something that I wasn't really expecting. But it appears the promo of the year isn't even actually a promo. It's me giving Summer the Stone Cold Stunner. And in hindsight, he totally deserved that shit.
Agreed, especially now more than ever.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so it was really close, though. I only beat out Casey's, which Brody's involved with, and Loco as well. And, of course, Jerry, he's actually in the background, the guy who turned on me. Jerry don't care. That was a close runner-up. So, man, that was a good promo. That's what I voted for. When Brody's down on his hands and his knees begging the puppet master forgiveness.
Hey, that was the
that was classic.
Page.
No, that wasn't on the old wrestling page. What the hell's wrong with you? That was just this past summer.
No, I said that was the new Brody Blaze as much.
Oh my god.
Brody Dallas with nobody.
Brody Blaze, everybody. All right, let's move on to the best on the mic. This is consistency. This isn't just promo of the year. This is promos that you're putting out consistently. Who was the best on the mic? Who filled the void after Bell and Mike left? And it was very close. You had a lot of people come out of the woodwork. Of course, Brody was up for this, Loco by himself, Casey, and then Casey and Loco are up as nominees. Myself was up, and let's see here. We even had Zach Bell and Mike up from earlier this year. So let's see who wins this. And the winner is... Casey and Logan of the Funhouse. Congratulations.
Yeah, baby.
Congratulations.
First suit ever.
Casey's going to do one of those no speeches again. All right. Oh, man. Casey's taking home some awards tonight, like Shelby. All right.
Yeah.
Let's move on. We only have two more left. Let's go to the tag team of the year. We have the Blaze Brothers, the Penthouse, of course, the Funhouse, me and DC, Summer and JR. Several teams. Okay. And the winner for Tag Team of the Year goes to... The Penthouse 69 edges y'all out barely.
Yeah, baby.
Woo! Man, that was a close.
You're soon to be Elite Marks World Tag Champions. Before they,
wow.
Until they get defeated by the Blaze Brothers, that is.
Did somebody just tickle him?
Stuck the key and round him up or something. I don't know.
All right.
Our Spartan of Rocky Road, I stole from you, loco.
I like that promo where I knocked the Rocky Road out of Logan's hands, but I didn't like the end of it where I got super kicked. No, that was
cool. I liked the very end.
No, no.
The Funhouse.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Blaze Brothers were in that. Yeah. They attacked the Funhouse. I remember that. All right, guys.
Pulled out of thin air real quick. We just threw it together, and it turned out really good.
Let's move on to the Elite Marks Fantasy Player of the Year. The nominees. Got Casey Lyles, the Puppet Master. Myself, Thomas Savage. Loco. JR, who's held the belt all year long, pretty much, except for the last week or two. We got Brody Blaze, and we have Summer, and the winner goes to Miss Fortune Shelby Riley. I didn't even want to mention her, but here we go. She wins Fantasy Player of the Year. She swept the awards this year. And congratulations to Sheldon. Man, does she have to win everything? What the hell?
Ex-commissioner.
Yeah.
Just wait until next year. The Blaze Brothers will win it all.
Can you meet him or something, ex-commissioner? I need to speak for a second.
I can try to. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know exactly how many awards you gave out tonight, but I do count the Funhouse taking 3 awards home tonight. Me, my brother Loco, we took home 3 awards, and our friend.
No, you took home 2.
I took home 2. The Funhouse took home 1. So that's 3.
Oh, okay. All right. If you want to go by that math, that's fine.
Okay.
Oh, good. So, you can count.
Okay, Commissioner, don't interrupt me when I'm talking. And then our friend, Shelby, she takes home 3 herself. So, that's all you need to know, ex-commissioner.
That song will always remind me of that.
Which one, the clapping one? Yeah. Because you remember that first podcast, Logan, where there was a clapping. And it was, what is that,
out.
Max's teeth falling out? I remember any time Alexa Bliss got brought up for Mike. There you go. That was for Mike. Oh, and the kill shot. Giving it an homage. All right, stuff I'm looking forward to this year. On the fantasy page, I'm looking forward to more promos from Brody Blaze. I'm really looking forward to Zach Bell returning and feuding with anybody, which will probably be everybody. And it will be super entertaining. Hopefully, it won't get out of control. I'm looking forward to a promo from Mason Dixon. I am also... looking forward to more funny ass promos from DC. And of course, Anarchy and Bell is going to be lit. So that's what I'm looking forward to in 2020, guys. And more wrestlers playing fantasy, of course. What are you looking forward to, Logan?
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to maybe some new rivalries and definitely some back and forth with some promos. Going to try to do a few this year on my own. You know, most of mine has always involved the Puppet Master. And this year, I feel like Loco's got a few single ones in him.
Interesting. I can't wait to see that. That makes me look forward to it. Brody, what are you looking forward to this year on the page?
More promos. I'm looking to see it grow into even something even bigger than what it's ever been. And Brody Blaze is also looking forward to holding all of the titles.
Casey, what are you looking forward to on the page this year?
I will be the belt collector.
That's enough for you, brother.
For respect. For
more
respect.
Like a receipt collector.
Yeah, thank you, Loco. The kid doesn't respect. Everybody wants to say the Funhouse brings these people in and throws them out. That's because they're not elite. That's what this page is, right? Elite fans.
Who beat you at TLC?
They're not elite. Get them out. This kid wins one match against the Funhouse and he thinks he's king of the world. I got a blind dog that finds its bed every day.
Our bone.
Come on. I want
that too.
Yeah. You commissioner, is the ex-commissioner, okay, is no longer in charge. Finally, the page is going to be run correctly.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And I'm looking for our day, Trey Davis.
Yep.
Me and you.
Oh, it's coming, buddy. I'm gonna get past your butt buddy there, Jerry Hart. Kill shot, bitch. You're going down.
Okay. How about this? Okay. Listen to this. The Blaze Brothers and the Funhouse are tied 1-1. How about we have one final match to see who is truly elite?
I think he's got a hemorrhoid.
Oh, man. All right. This page has grown to be absolutely insane. Like I said, I've been running page for 5 years. This year, this past summer, it has grown to be crazy. We've got promoters, wrestling promoters in here. We've got wrestlers. We've got everybody. I was looking at participation. Okay, so you have 370 something members right now. 350 of them are active. That is freaking badass. So
wow.
I appreciate everybody on the page. Right. Everybody loves the page. Whether it be articles or, you know, on our fantasy page or whatever. We have lots of stuff to do. We have lots of polls up. We have podcasts. We go the extra mile. More so than any other wrestling page out there. No offense to Wrestling Nation, who's now partnered up with us, as well as we have sponsors now. So that's pretty cool. This page has freaking grown, and I'm amazed. I never would have thought at the beginning of the year that at the end of the year it would have grown like this. I know you were just telling me the other day the same thing, Logan. So I appreciate it from everybody, and we'll continue to put out more content and continue to entertain everybody. So any last thoughts from any of you guys?
Trey, on the real note.
Yes, sir.
on a real note, I thank you for going and getting the belt back from Summer. But I'm a little pissed off you didn't get my shirt that I won.
Oh, damn it. You should have put a request in, because I could have just, I could have just busted down that door. There was nobody there but him.
I forgot about it, man, but
you probably pissed yourself a little bit when you walked up to the door.
Well, let's go ahead and mention that. Okay, so number one, I'm going to say one of the best fantasy wrestling storylines of the year was Summer. And I hope Summer listens to this, because Summer started out for the WrestleMania season, finished last place, won a battle royal at WrestleMania, got a title shot against JR, lost, then fought his way back up through a WWE fantasy tournament and won it, beat JR in the finals, actually. Summer had a really cool story. Summer was tearing it up in promos. I ended up getting Summer a job at where I work, and it didn't work out. For some reason, Summer felt the need to block everybody and leave the page, as well as leaving with my WWE replica belt that we pass around in fantasy. So I was going to let him give it back to Brody. He did not follow through with that. I gave him time after time. I couldn't communicate with him because he had blocked me from everything on social media. So took a trip Sunday morning, several weeks back, and I retrieved my WWE replica belt back. Wasn't anything big. I knocked on the door. I could hear him looking through the blinds, trying to see who was there. And I kind of stood up against the door where he couldn't see me, if that makes sense, kind of as quiet as I could. He answered the door. It was like he just rolled out of bed. I said, "Hey, man." I kind of just put my foot in between the door and the crack. Just said, "Hey, man, I need my belt back." And he just kind of, okay. And he walked off, gave me my belt, and that was just about it. So, damn, if you would have told me about the T-shirt, I would have barged in there and got that for you.
That's all right.
Yeah, maybe we'll
but
come
you got the belt back. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, good luck to Summer. And is Summer's wanting to come back to the page ever? I'm not an unreasonable guy. I have no problem with Summer coming back to the page. I don't know why Summer left the page. So, Summer, I don't have...
He started his own page.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. He tried to add me into it and everything.
He misses it. I bet he misses it. But... nothing against Summer at all. I don't know what happened with Summer. Me and Summer were on good terms, and then all of a sudden he quit my work, and then that was it. I didn't see him anymore. So don't know what happened there. Don't really care anymore. Good luck to Summer. And I hear he dances on Twitter. So if you want to look him up on Twitter and check out those sweet dance moves, go right ahead. It's on Twitter. I don't know what his handle is or anything, but. So now, man, we got some competition now. Elite Marks has competition. We have the Penitentiary Wrestling or whatever, and then Summer's new group. Tai Chi Wrestling.
Mafia.
What's it called?
Mixed Mafia Fantasy Wrestling.
Man, everybody has, like, I'm glad I'm inspiring people to do fantasy wrestling. It's pretty cool, actually. I like it.
Indeed.
But it's been a great year, guys, and I appreciate you guys, all the work you put in on the page, and I'm looking forward to this year. Oh, yeah, man. That's what it's all about. It's all about bringing us together and enjoying wrestling and also crapping on wrestling when it's pure shit. So, before I forget, there's a couple of people that I want to give a shout out to. When I mean shout out, I mean like they can go to hell. So here's to you, Lloyd Swindle. And then this one,
woo,
this one right here is for that weasel face, little prick, and his gaggle of bitches, Rodney West. Let's get it. Let's do it again. Yeah, that's what I think of him. All right. That's all the time we have.
Why? Because he made you?
Rodney West made me? That's all the time we have left for the podcast. Stay tuned for the Georgia Heat podcast coming out this week, as well as the Old School podcast with Professor Stone. We'll try to be back with you in the coming weeks for Behind the Curtain. We'll have Logan, Shelby, Casey, and Brody, if he's willing to come back. Brody, you coming back?
Indeed.
Nah. Oh,
absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. We'll do some wrestling trivia at some point as well, because I've been missing on that. All right, guys, appreciate you being on here, and we'll see you in the coming weeks. Thanks for listening.
Peace.